This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Marcos Gustavo Garcia II, date of birth October 13, 1996, case ID number 695-8608, date of exam December 19, 2023, duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from McAllen Medical Center dated 2/3/2023. Identifying information. This is a 27-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left nephrectomy / fractured pelvis / tracheotomy / craniotomy, comma, bipolar disorder / paranoia / violent tendencies / anxiety / eating disorder / attention deficit disorder and generalized weakness. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was November 30th, 2023, where he worked at Pizza Hut for 6 months. Before that time, he worked in the oil fields for 3 years. During the time that he worked at Pizza Hut, it was a part-time job where he worked 3 to 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. When he worked in the oil fields, it was a full-time job. At the present time, he lives in an apartment by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. He did not graduate from high school, and he is presently in the 11th grade. Allegation number one, left nephrectomy / fractured pelvis / tracheotomy / craniotomy. Allegations number two, bipolar disorder / paranoia / violent tendencies / anxiety / eating disorder and attention deficit disorder. History of allegations. Number one, left nephrectomy / fractured pelvis / tracheotomy / craniotomy. The claimant states that on January the 14th, 2023, he was hit by a car when he was drugged up and sustained multiple fractures. It was initially thought that he was trying to kill himself. However, the claimant states that he was just drugged up and he did not understand or was aware of what was going on around him. He was diagnosed with a traumatic injury resulting in head trauma, comma, fractured pelvis, comma, damage to the left kidney, comma, and the necessity for a tracheotomy. He underwent surgery and had an open reduction internal fixation of the pelvis. He also had a craniotomy performed to remove a blood clot. His condition at this time is stable. His symptoms include warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels that radiates down his left buttock area. His limitations include being able to walk 2 miles, comma, stand for 6 hours, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices. His physician is Dr. Jose Verano. He is presently on Tylenol 650 milligrams QID PRN for pain, which does give him relief. He states he does no other physical activity at this time and just hangs around the house. He was diagnosed with severe traumatic brain injury, with multifocal moderate hemorrhagic brain contusions and bilateral cerebral lobes with adjacent moderate subarachnoid hemorrhage. Also, he was diagnosed with a long, thin left cerebral convexity, acute subdural hematoma, which was 0.5 centimeters, and brain herniation to the right with subthalamic herniation. He also had a left posterior scalp subgaleal hematoma. The claimant also had devascularization of the left kidney, which was compromised and had to be removed. The claimant also sustained acute fractures of the left acetabulum and left ischium bones in the pelvic area. He was intoxicated with cocaine at the time, and his condition appears to be stable. Allegation number two, bipolar disorder / paranoia / violent tendencies / anxiety / eating disorder / attention deficit disorder. The claimant states that since 2010, he has suffered from bipolar disorder, paranoia, violent tendencies, anxiety, eating disorders, and attention deficit disorder. The claimant states he suffers from sadness, crying spells, occasional violent acts, depression, panic attacks, paranoia, insomnia, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, and anger. The claimant does take a bath every day and he brushes his teeth every day. He was cooperative, pleasant, but did not seem to be future oriented about what he was going to do in the future. His general appearance appeared to be well kept, and he was wearing casual attire, but appeared to be very clean and orderly. The claimant was cooperative and had good eye contact with me, as well as being alert. He was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person, and states that he does have problems with attention and concentration. His mannerisms and movements were normal. His speech rate, clarity, tone, vocabulary, and memory appeared to be intact and normal. The claimant does have racy, runny thoughts that he states do not help him to hold down a job. There were no dissociated symptoms. The claimant states at one time he did have hallucinations and was hearing voices. He states that he has never had suicidal ideation and has not tried to commit suicide, although he has a drug overdose problem. His mood and affect was normal. The claimant was also sharing with me that he's not scared to die and was on drugs at the time of the accident, but did not try to commit suicide. He's a heavy substance abuser and has been on multiple different drugs, which include marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, and IV drug abuse. The last time he used cocaine was on January the 14th, 2023, when he had his accident. He denies being in prison and presently has no girlfriend. His mother is a big part of the support in his life at this time. Medications include benzotropamine, 2 milligrams QD, haloperidol, 5 milligrams BID, mirtazapine, 15 milligrams QHS. However, the claimant states that he has not taken this medication for some time now and is doing well without any big medications at this time. He is not working as of 11/30/23. He was laid off from his job. Family history non-pertinent at this time. Medications, presently on no medications. Medical problems, open reduction internal fixation of the fracture of the acetabulum and ischium bones of the pelvis. History of left nephrectomy, secondary to trauma. Self-abusive behavior, comma. Questionable suicidal / homicidal ideation, comma. Bipolar disorder, this comma. Paranoia, comma. History of questionable violent tendencies, comma. Anxiety, comma. Eating disorder in the past, comma. And attention deficit disorder. Craniotomy, comma. And history of tracheotomy. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks a 6-pack every week and has done so for 4 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has been on marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, and IV drug abuse. The last usage was January 14, 2023, when he had his accident. He denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 194 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 130 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 61 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 32, general. This is a This is a 27-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his mother. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant does not have a normal cephalic, but a traumatic head with a 20-centimeter circular head scar secondary to a craniotomy which was performed to remove a blood clot in his brain. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appeared to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to the neck after the last sentence? There is a 3-centimeter midline vertical scar where a tracheotomy was placed when the claimant was in ICU. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have multiple right arm tattoos and 2 1-centimeter scars of the left hip and 1 of the mid-pelvic area where arthroscopic surgery was performed to treat his pelvic fracture with open reduction internal fixation. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 4 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He appeared to have fairly clear thought processes, but states that he has racy and confused thoughts at times and has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. His memory was fair, concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were +2 bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to the last page, functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Probable diagnoses, 1, left nephrectomy / fractured pelvis / tracheotomy / craniotomy. - confirm with medical records and physical exam. The claimant is stable at this time and has a normal physical exam at this time. Allegations 2, bipolar disorder / paranoia / violent tendency / anxiety / eating disorder / attention deficit disorder. - not being treated at this time, appears to be a normal psychological exam. The claimant has battled drug addiction, but appears to be trying to overcome his addiction at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Marco Gustavo Garcia II.